Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first welcome back those joining us in on the radio side through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great guest that's coming up for you guys. Chasson Gracie is joining us live here from Gracie Management to talk to us not only about what led him to start his business, but also what he's been doing to help artists to not only brand and market themselves, but look at their craft a little bit different. Chasson, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thanks for having me, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Well, glad to have you on with us. And this is really interesting to me because we talk a lot about marketing ourselves to success a lot on this program, Chasson. But you take an approach to it that I think will help people to realize that this is not just about the art, but it's about the business as well. Why don't we start off by talking about what it's been like for you to have this organization where you're able to really help artists to identify not only, you know, what their audience is, but able to target that audience in a way that is productive for them.
Sure. So basically, Gracie Management started, I'd say it was probably early 2011, and it had initially started more as a music management firm. But my sort of passion was really about the science and the marketing side. And, you know, I also work in an ad agency in addition to running Gracie Management. And, you know, I had seen a lot of artists that were not able to survive. I mean, I'm living in New York City, and there are just so many bands. And I had noticed that a lot of them were not actually able to continue the work that they were doing because of what I saw as bad marketing decisions. So a thought came into my head, what can I do to really help artists and also labels make better marketing decisions, but have those decisions based a little bit more in science? Because as you read a lot about marketing of artists, you come to learn that a lot of it is really about throwing things at a wall and just hoping that they stick. And maybe 10% of the time it works, but then there's the 90% of the time that it doesn't work. So I said, why don't we get a little bit smarter about how we do this? And one way to do that is through the use of data. And that's really where I think Gracie Management is different, where we take a lot of data, and then it's not just simply data in the sense of like how somebody does a poll and says 50%, but it's actually what's known as statistical modeling, something that we use to forecast something in the future. Some people might say predict, but I prefer the word forecast.
Right, right. Well, you know, what's interesting about that, Chasson, for me is that it kind of, when I was prepping for the segment, I thought to myself, we focus a lot, even on this program, we talk a lot about the importance of the creativity and the passion. But at the end of the day, when I was thinking about the work that you do, and I'll get your comment on this, it really is a business. And if you want to have the longevity, you can't just focus on your talent. You have to think about how you're going to be able to get your product or who you are out to those who are going to be able to, you know, support it, you know, and be able to help you in spreading the word. You know, why isn't it, and I guess this is my question to you, why isn't it that most of us don't think that way? I mean, we just think if we're talented that people are just going to automatically find us, we're going to make all this money, we're going to have all this fame. Why is it that you think more people don't think about it the way that Gracie Management does, and that is the not only the, of course, the professional aspect of it, but the business of the music industry as well?
Well, I think a lot for us in the U.S. sort of has to do with the whole story that we all hear about the American dream, and a lot of it seems to be based around merit. And, you know, it's something that I think for all us Americans we're familiar with and we're normal, but it's actually not the case in every country across the world. So I think for us a lot of time there is just sort of this innateness where there's this belief that if you really work hard and you have a product, you have something that's worthwhile, that by itself will be good enough to get you to that next level. But as you were saying, Cyrus, absolutely not. I mean, pretty much anything that you do in the U.S. outside of sort of like public policy and things of that nature is going to be a business, and it requires to have that extra layer of thinking to it in order for you to be successful. So especially if you are a musician, you know, even if you have the quote-unquote best music out there, if you're not marketing to the right people, because, listen, there's no matter what's popular, it's still probably only appealing to 10-15% of
right.
the population, at least at a very, like, high level. So you have to make sure that, okay, I have this style of music, I have this sort of image. Now, how do I connect that with the appropriate people who not only are going to listen to it, but actually be high consumers? And that's really like the big thing with Gracie Management is we try to look at what is that audience that's going to have the highest consumption of your music and of other things that you have available. And when I say consumption, that's more than just buying an album. We're talking about concert tickets. We're talking about memorabilia. We're talking about streaming
right.
music and things of that nature.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to talk about one of the artists that you actually did an interview with that we're able to see on YouTube, Ryan Leslie, here in a moment. But I want to reset for those that are just coming in, either on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Shazan Gracie is joining us live, talking with us not only about the work he does with Gracie Management, but also exactly why he saw the need for it. And I think one of the interesting things that you said was, of course, that you were working in an agency, you know, when you realize this need, when you think about that, when you think about what it took for you to step out, talk to us about that. And you know, not everybody, you know, who has an idea acts on that idea. What is it, do you think, about you that made you say, you know what, this is not something that I just need to think about. It's something I need to create to be able to help others.
I would say for me, it actually goes back to when I was younger, roughly when I was about 7 years old. I got heavily into music, and more from the perspective of listening to music. I did play some instruments as a child, but I never stuck with any one of them long enough where I'd become a musician. But musicians actually had a big impact on me, not just in terms of the music that they created, but also the image and what they were representing. Because as a young child, I always felt, well, there was something a little bit different. I felt a little bit outside of the mainstream. And a lot of times it was bands that would speak to me. So there was definitely this sort of comfort level that I had from bands. So what kind of prompted it, in addition to what I mentioned before in my head, is that, wow, you know, there are probably a whole lot of other great artists out there who could have the same impact on somebody else. But because of these poor business decisions, either directly made by the artist or directly by somebody representing the artist, that they're not actually going to be able to do what they want to do and actually reach those people. So for me, I think that was sort of like the added level where I was like, okay, I definitely have to do this. And I even had seen some statistics from the Bureau of Labor where I believe it's roughly around 41% fewer musicians now than there were in 1999.
Right, right. So, you know, when you look yourself on your website, we're going to be giving that out at the end of our program. But when you look at the website, look at not only the advice that you've been able to give, but the artists you've been able to work with. How does that personally make you feel to know that you have had an impact not only on the way that people look at themselves and what's possible for them, but the structure of their business as well?
You know, it really, it's so fulfilling. I mean, I'm definitely not a person where it's just sort of, I do something like 9 to 5 and I go home and then I'm just going to watch TV or something. Like, I need to feel that there has been some sort of change. There's been some sort of effectiveness to what I've done. So when I look at the various clients that I've had and actually see those successes, you know, it actually, I would say, Cyrus, it motivates me even more. It sort of like builds upon. So I'm definitely not a person where it's one time something happens like, oh, that's great, have a drink, and it's over. It's actually, okay, how can I do it for somebody else? How can I bring it to the next level? So it's kind of like a stepping stone, actually.
Exactly. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that stepping stone, and I referenced that interview you did with Brian Lesson, Ryan Leslie. We're going to talk about that and what that was like to be able to have him talk about at that time. Of course, you know, even putting himself out there on MySpace, which seems like so long ago, when you look at the world, the way that the world has changed. We're going to talk about that and also, you know, how our listeners can find out more information about you. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds. Make sure you stay with us.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Excuse me. Is anybody sitting here?
My cut. Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Good.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In Al Rita Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who's a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Chasson Gracie of Gracie Management. He's been talking with us not only about the creation of the company, but what they've been able to do to help people to be able to look at themselves and their brand differently, merging not only, of course, art, but science as well. So I reference, of course, Ryan Leslie in the interview that you did with him that's found on your YouTube channel. Chasson, talk to us about that conversation, because we're able to see about 5 or 6 minutes of that conversation where you guys are talking about, and well, you actually ask him the question in that segment about the importance of getting himself out there and why he was doing it. And he was talking about how, you know, even though, of course, at that time people didn't really know who he was, he knew the importance of it even at that point. Talk to us about what you hope we're able to take away from lessons like that and how we should then, you know, remember that about our own businesses as well.
All right. So, you know, it's unfortunate that more of that interview actually is not out there. I mean, in total, it was about I think it was about 40 minutes, and it was really, really insightful. But for me, I mean, I think there's two important things that come away, that someone should come away from when they're actually listening to that conversation. One is really about personal branding, and it's something that he obviously had understand from a very young age that, you know, it's if you don't actually control your own brand, that somebody is going to brand you whether you like it or not. And then once you're branded from somebody else, you actually lose control. So for me, that was really lesson number one. And I feel a lot of people in the audience actually took that away, like, wow, I never thought about it. I'm just doing my thing day to day. And some people might write something about me, say something. And it's like, that's great. But you actually have control over your brand, especially these days with social media, where you can really get out what it is about you and what is that essence of you. So I think that was definitely one thing from that conversation that I think people should take away. I think the second thing is really coming back to Gracie Management and our whole model is really about data. Because another thing about Ryan Leslie is that he definitely is a person who respects and uses data, and he was actually even doing things with data before it was sort of the fashionable thing. So one of the artists that he worked with back in the day was Cassia. He might actually be working for her, you know, with her right now, and she had that big hit. That was roughly around 2006, Me and You, which went to number 3 on right. The charts. And a lot of the success behind that actually had to do with he uses the word manipulation of MySpace, but it's not really manipulation. It was actually, you know, understanding the data and looking at it, and based upon seeing certain patterns, type of people who were listening to it, where they were listening to it, what time they were listening to it, that they actually created a marketing plan around that, and they were able to bump up even more so the amount of people listening. So, of course, then that led to more PR. Wow, there's this hot artist here, et cetera, et cetera. Next thing you know, there is a number 3 single. So I think that's probably the second thing from that conversation that I think was really important. And then I would actually add a third thing. I mean, the other great thing about him is that he's very much a visionary where he's always looking to the future. I think it's very easy to just be like, here are the way things are and the way that they're going to be, and let me just be good at them. So, for example, if you think about social media today and like Facebook and Twitter, okay, that's the thing that you have to know. You need to market onto it. You need to understand it. But who knows 5 years down the road? I mean, you mentioned MySpace, and even though there is an attempt to make a comeback and it might happen, but I mean, who would have thought in 2007 that MySpace would not be the dominant thing? So things change, and I loved about him that he's always looking for the next thing. So he's always a bit a step ahead of the curve, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's been so successful and been able to do it independently.
Yeah. You mentioned actually in the beginning of this conversation, Chasson, and even in your introductory video that's on YouTube, you talk about, you know, how some people operate, and that is to just, you know, throw something at the wall and see what sticks. You know, when you look at not only the artist you work with, but also look at yourself and the dedication it takes to build a business, build a brand like you are doing for yourself through Gracie Management, what would you say to individuals about the importance of having that passion? You actually, I think, just talked about that with Ryan Leslie as well, the passion and persistence to become the best that you can be. Because I think some people do become satisfied, they become complacent. I know you're not one of those people that just gets to a certain place and thinks, okay, well, that's all I have to do. So what would you say to people about the importance of keeping that fire burning?
I would say this, that there always needs to be tension. And I know that might be a word where people are like, I don't want to deal with that. And I don't mean tension in the sense of, like, for example, if somebody's going through a divorce. But I know for me personally that once you get a little bit too content that you can sort of lose that passion. And something, you know, that happened to me, I mean, roughly around 2005, so I'm a couple of years out of university, is I was sort of in this place in life where everything just seemed perfect. I had the apartment in the city, I had the good job, I had the relationship, and everything's fine. And kind of because of that, I sort of became complacent, and everything was going okay, work was going fine, but that passion completely disappeared. And part of the reason for that passion disappearing is really because there was no more tension. So I actually think that it's important in life to have at least a little bit of tension to actually fuel that passion to get to the next level. So for me, it's not that I'm sort of in my life looking for what's something that's going to cause me stress, or at least not an unhealthy thing. But, I mean, that sort of tension could be anything like trying to figure out a problem. So, for example, the consumption model that I created there, that to actually figure out, okay, I know this is the variable I want to look at, and I want to understand how do we predict this, but what are those things that I need to be looking at to actually have that equation set up? So I think there's all different types of things that can be tensions in life that can help you, but I think without a little bit of tension, it's very hard to have that passion.
Exactly. Totally agree with you, Chasson. Again, Chasson Gracie, everyone. He's the founder of Gracie Management. Chasson, tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and, more importantly, of course, how they can get more information about the work that you're doing.
All right. Well, the first place to go would be the website, which is www.graciemgt.com. That's GRACIEMGT.com. There you'll find the clients that I'm working with, my philosophy, videos, and pretty much everything else that you need. I'm also on Twitter, and you'll find me at GracieMGT there, and that's GRACIEMGT. I'm also on Pinterest again at GracieMGT. And my email address is right there on the website if anybody wants to reach out. I love to get emails. I love to talk to people. So, I mean, feel free to hit me up.
All right. Chasson Gracie, everyone of Gracie Management. Chasson, thank you so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate the time. And I look forward to staying in contact with you because I think this is some great information we can definitely get into a little bit deeper. And maybe we can take callers sometime and let our listeners be able to talk to you and ask questions and see how Gracie Management might be able to help them in changing their business and taking the right steps to get where they want to get to.
That would be great, and I appreciate it, Cyrus. It's great talking to you, and I think this has been really, I mean, for a lot of people out there, it might be informative and new, and I'm happy to be able to share this perspective on them, and I'm here to help anybody that needs, so please feel free to reach out to me again. I'd love to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. Chasson is available on Twitter, as he mentioned. I actually tagged him there on our Twitter page, at Cyrus Webb. Also on Facebook, he has a fan page there as well. We tagged his fan page there, so you can make sure to find it there on our Facebook page, again, the facebook.com/CyrusWebb. For those who may have came in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire conversation with Chasson in about 5 minutes after we go off the air on the online side of our program. You can do that by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. And as I just mentioned, the link is available on Facebook and Twitter. Just click on that link that you see there. You'll be able to go back and listen to the replay completely for free. It also will be available for free on iTunes as a download, so make sure you take advantage of that. And, you know, I think anytime we're able to talk to individuals like Chasson who are able to talk to us about marketing, branding, and the importance of knowing what you're doing, I think that way we're able to all become a little bit more informed and also have more of a direction as we're going about pursuing our dream. As I mentioned at the outset, one thing that really struck me when I was preparing for this segment with Shasan was that a lot of times we do focus on talent, and that's very important. The dream is important. But, of course, there has to be a path, and I think the work that Gracie Management is doing is helping people to find that path, to find that way that they can then reach the audience that they want to get the results that they want. And so, again, we thank Shasan for coming on. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live on the online side. And for the those joining us on the radio side at 55 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.